For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim. As rush hour clogs the streets in downtown Columbia, cars are honking in response to protesters filling the sidewalks. Signs read, "We are all immigrants. Humanity has no borders, and spread love, not hate." Hundreds of people stand shoulder to shoulder at the base of the statehouse. They're protesting President Trump's recent ban on refugees and travel restrictions for seven predominantly Muslim countries. The first speaker is an organizer of today's event. He and other speakers believe the action is unconstitutional and discriminatory and hurts South Carolinians. For example, an Iranian student getting his PhD at USC. Amir Ali Javedinia married his wife 8 months ago. She returned to Iran to defend her thesis and tried to come home last weekend.
"And now I can't see my wife because they took her off the plane and banned her from coming to US. All we want is just being together, and she won't make you any trouble."
One of Javedinia's friends is Hissam Abdullahi, an Iranian with a multiple entry visa also pursuing his PhD. He laments that people like him have already been through extensive background checks.
"We are helping the United States technology and science to progress, and we are devoting ourselves to this community. When we see this from the officials of this country, it's a bit disappointing."
Not everyone here opposes Trump's recent travel ban, though. Two USC students stand on the outskirts of the rally watching it happen. Michael Haley says he isn't against refugees coming to America. However, he's concerned about the country's security.
"So until we can know who we're getting, if they're safe or not, make sure they're not a part of ISIS, for example, I think that we need to sort of clarify some of those things and just pause it for now."
Lutheran Services Carolina reports resettling 239 refugees across South Carolina last year. Future resettlement has been put on hold. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.